Views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Datzer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Datzer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, I missed you so much last week. One of my guests had a gun. Actually, he was a sweet guy. So I'm sure our listeners would like to know about your exploits while you were away. Do you think in five words or less you can tell us about your trip?
Shirley and I were on a cruise in Mexican Riviera. What made it different is it was a square dancing cruise, and there were 14 hours of square dancing, which was I enjoyed, but it was about 7 hours too much.
Well, I guess I'm still jealous. The highlight of my week, as usual, was petting my cat. Before you left, you asked me to make sure that I announced at the top of our hour what our show was about, and I did that, sort of. This week, I'd like to share my new mission statement for the show. Can we roll that?
Gambling with an Edge, the show where our mission statement and first goal is to never second-guess our second and foremost goal, not to be second, even for a second, bringing you the first best info on gambling up to the second, every second, first. And thirdly, our fifth goal, clearly, is to come up with an easier-to-understand mission statement.
How'd you like it?
It strikes me as clearer than what you and I seem to think it is.
See what happens when you go away for a week? My mind wanders. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we have two major topics for tonight. I'm sorry to say to our listeners, our special guest, Mark Liparelli, who is the chairman of the Gaming Control Board, has not canceled, but simply rescheduled for March 3rd. Now, I think you might like to tell people a little bit about that one, right, Bob?
Well, yeah, I'm actually excited to have Mr. Liparelli as a guest. We're going to ask him what makes machines fair. How do we know that they're fair? Can casinos jack around with the pay schedules without telling us about it? If there is a dispute in a casino, what's the process to for the player to get the gaming control board involved? What does it mean when it says management reserves all rights? Does that really mean they can do anything, or are casinos limited somehow? And, so I'm actually excited about this.
If they're reserving all rights, then what about the lefts?
Mm.
Yes. Well, I'm excited too. And actually, the Gaming Control Board has just exceeded every expectation. When I initially called them to get a guest to come on, I was expecting somebody in their PR department or some spokesperson. I never, in my wildest imagination, expected the chairman of the board to be appearing on our show. So I think that's pretty big. But that's going to be March 3rd for you folks out there in Radioland. As an emergency substitute, tonight we're going to be instead talking about two things. The occupational hazards of video poker and the differences between your training techniques and mine. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're going to get all that in, I think we should go to listener questions as quickly as possible. Did you want to get straight to that, or anything else?
We can. We asked for listeners to do some questions on and send them in to us, and we pick the best one, and we award them a gold membership to videopoker.com for a year. Videopoker.com is one of our sponsors, and today's winner is from a lady named Jane. Jane loves Shockwave Poker. She wonders why I have not written very much about it. And so I want to tell you, Shockwave Poker is regular video poker until you hit a four of a kind, and then you get 10 hands. If you hit a four of a kind in that 10 hands, you get 4,000 coins.
And there was much rejoicing.
Oh, it's very exciting. So you have a pay schedule before you're in the bonus round, before you're in the shockwave mode, which is very, very tight. And then you have a very, very loose pay schedule for 10 hands. And the 12-8 version, which means 12 for one for the full house and 8 for one for the flush, returns slightly better than, it's 9.5%. So it's a good game with the right slot club and promotions. The problem is we don't know how to play it. You can't, it would seem like, well, you could just take the bad pay schedule and put it in one of the programs and get a strategy, and then take the good pay schedule and get a strategy. Doesn't work that way. The reason it doesn't work is getting a four of a kind on the early part comes with this huge bonus, so you need to bump up that four of a kind in the strategy. How much to bump it up is slightly unknown.
Oh.
And if you don't know how much to bump it up to, then you don't know whether you should hold a pair over a four-card flush, or maybe a four-card flush with one high card, or a four-card flush with two high cards. So you don't really know exactly what strategy adjustments to make. And if you don't know the strategy adjustments, then instead of a 99.55, it might be 99.4 or 99.2 or something. So since I don't have this information, can't find it anywhere, I play other games where I do know how to analyze.
I didn't know that that was something up for, you know, to debate. My just ballpark guesstimate would be you get about 96 four of a kinds in a standard non-progressive royal cycle. And if you're getting 10 hands of bonus after that, that would be about 910 hands. So if you did a weighted average with a four of a kind at 4,000 coins for 910 hands out of your 36,000 hand cycle, I would think you could get the approximate average value of the four. I will actually work on that now that I know it's an issue and see if I can come up with something for a future show.
Okay, that would be good.
All right, well, our second listener question is Candy from Smallville, New Mexico. And this is to Frank. Is it true that professional VP players are good with their hands, and are you single?
Wait. Smallville's where Superman's from. Frank, did you write that one yourself?
A bit.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
You don't let me get away with anything.
Smallville. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Alan has actually asked two things. One, everyone wants to know what's happening with real estate. Is buying a home in Las Vegas a good bet or a bad bet? Now, this is an interesting question because I consider real estate, the stock market, dating to all be forms of gambling. And we're going to have to answer that one on another show. There's actually a... another show here on the radio station where they have a real estate expert on, and I'm going to question him about it during this week. He also wants to know what the average amount of money that somebody comes to Las Vegas with to play. And the party line on that is $627. However, that's something that they ask people when they first get off the plane. And he wants to know, does that include trips to the ATM, cashing checks, credit card advances, etc.? Well, this is from Alan Mendelson, by the way. That is turning out to be the hardest question anyone has asked of the show so far. I am researching it and talking to multiple sources, the university, the Visitor Bureau, and I'm hoping to have an answer by next week.
Well, good, but I actually don't see what the average amount of money that somebody brings could affect a particular person. Whatever the average is doesn't really affect you and your bankroll. You may have a bigger or lower bankroll than the average, and so I'm not sure how the average is
pertinent to the us.
Yeah, so each player needs to gamble within his own bankroll, and so an average is 1 foot in the oven and one in the refrigerator.
Inquiring minds want to know, and since it's a question that does seem to have a few question marks associated with it beyond what you would expect, I figured I would spend a little time trying to answer it.
All right. Very little.
All right. So I guess that's it for listener questions. Did you want to do a couple of your commercials?
Actually, I did. Do I have time for one more listener question?
Oh, sure.
Last week, you answered a question about craps. And I would have liked to weigh in, but I was cruising or square dancing or something. There are two real good ways to make money with craps. First way is to own a casino. And the second way is to sell systems to players. The best one out there selling systems to players is probably called Golden Touch. You can get a good program for $2,000 for a weekend worth of study. They use something called dice control. Now, the dice, because throwing the dice is similar to what Frank described last week. My understanding is a little bit different, but neither he nor I have actually thrown the dice, so he might have been trying to describe dice control. But basically, the way I understand it is you hold them in a particular way, and they hit the crotch of the bottom of the table and the edge, and they come out not rolling very much, and they have fewer than average sevens. And you practice for hundreds of hours, so you can get very, very good at this. I'm highly skeptical. But a few years ago, Shirley and I were in Mississippi visiting with a friend and her husband. She had just gone to the Golden Touch Dice Control Seminar, and she was raving about it. She was 100% convinced it worked. She saw it. She's an intelligent woman. So I go, well, maybe, but I still have my skepticism. A month later, I ran into Michael Shackelford, who was a guest a couple weeks ago, good friend, and they were doing a test. Stanford Wong was organizing it. Stanford Wong is a gaming writer, also a good friend. He will be on this show soon. We don't have a date, but he's been doing this forever. And Wong was, and some of his supporters were taking the view that dice control works. Michael Shackelford was taking the opinion that it doesn't work. Now, I had just been to this, believing this lady at work, so I said, all right, I'll bet on that it works. And so we agreed to, I think it was a $2,000 bet. 2 weeks later, Shackelford paid me. Apparently I won, but he was really irritated. And more than just a $2,000 bet should warrant. And he said, what actually happens is 3 days later, they did a triple the time bet to take more of the luck out of it, and then it lost. But he didn't know they were going to do this other one, or he would have bet me on that too. And so he would have broken even instead of lost it to me. So the net conclusion is there is no net conclusion. It may work. It may not work. It is legal. And if it doesn't work for you yet, it's probably because you haven't spent enough time practicing. And so you need a refresher course, which they'll sell you for $1,200.
I didn't get to mention it last week, but one of the people that I talked to was friends with a gentleman that actually practiced spinning, the spinning method, for 8 years. Mm-hmm. He had a crap table in his garage. Mm-hmm. And when he was confident that he had it, you know, really down, he came out to Las Vegas and enlisted the aid of my friend who I got this information from to go out and test it. And apparently they made money more or less every single time they went out, which, as we know, in professional gambling doesn't necessarily mean anything. But here they were making money because he was actually able to spin the dice in a way that altered the probabilities, and they weren't getting caught or flagged by the casino. Mm-hmm. He went back home. He sold his house, and he talked his girlfriend into moving out to Las Vegas with him. And they were killed by a drunk driver in a car accident on the way here. And that was just a little story. But I spent a lot of time researching that. Now, the one thing you just said, it is legal. Nothing that I researched indicated to me that it was legal.
Apparently, they hit at the corner of, they has to hit that back wall, but if it hits at the corner, that's close enough.
Legal, so, but heavily frowned upon, yes?
The casinos have the, if they see you beating them all the time, they have the right to ask you not to show your face in their establishment anymore.
And they may send a man over to poison your dog.
I don't know that they do that anymore, but you can ask the commissioner of the gaming control in a couple of weeks, but I don't think that's a good one.
And if you don't have a dog, it's not a concern.
Oh, good. Well, you have the cat, though. All right, so we're going to go to some commercials. South Point.
Yes.
South Point has more good video poker games than any other casino anywhere. There are now two new machines that are there, or two new games that are there that weren't there 2 weeks ago. 9-6, double-double bonus quick quads, and the 12 double bonus deuces wild, which is 99.8. And both these will be covered in my classes later in the semester on the free Tuesday classes. it pays to give your email address to South Point. This last weekend, anybody who they had an email address on got $25 free play, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I like free play. I went to get it. I don't know when they're going to do it again, but if you give them their email address, they'll probably give you some free play. Between now and next Sunday, they're giving away fleece jackets. If you play 1,500 points on video poker, you keep the points. And this next Monday is double point days. Another sponsor is Dottie's Gaming and Spirit.
Sorry, I didn't mention them last week.
They haven't sent hate mail to me yet. So we'll talk more about them now. They're a chain of small establishments that include good video poker. The game with the highest return is NSU Deuces. NSU stands for Not So Ugly. It's a particular pay schedule that's 99.73 when played well. They also have Super Double Bonus, Super Double Double Bonus, Jacks Are Better, Shockwave, and various other better games than you're going to find in most establishments with less than 15 games. They also have 8 of their stores are in Kmart, which are totally non-smoking. Now, 2 weeks ago, I said you could play the NSU for any number of dollars between $5, 5 coins, and 50 coins. So you could play $5, you could play 7 coins, you could play $19, anyone. And I also said playing for $6 was a better bet than playing for $5.
And that gave me about 50 emails of people wanting to know why that was, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, I actually got more than that. And so I don't know how many of you did your homework, but apparently asking was one of the ways to do homework. Another way is to show up there. They have a W2G promotion. And 1 out of 10 W2Gs gets a 10% bonus. So if you, for example, got a $4,000 Royal, you have a 1 in 10 chance of getting a $400 cash bonus in the next week or two. So playing $6, then 4 deuces jackpot becomes $1,200, which is the bare minimum for the W2G. So to figure that out on software, you add 1%. So instead of 1,000 coins, you put 1,010 coins. And the odds go from 99.73 to 99.76. You can play somewhat more and get it for Wild Royals or Five of a Kind or even Straight Flushes. And so each additional amount you pay adds another group of items to the W2Gs. Now, if you only get a few W2Gs, they are a hassle. There's significant tax implications. If you get a lot of them, you know how to deal with these things. But if you only get a 2, it can wreak havoc. So depending on how many you get in your gambling career, this may or may not be a good thing for you. But for me, it's a great deal because I get lots of W2Gs.
And that's good, right? We should probably get on with this because we have our guest on hold here.
All right. Who do we have?
All right. Well, before we start talking about occupational hazards of VP, I just wanted to make something clear to our listeners. The primary reason for talking about this is for full-time professionals, those people playing VP more than 40 hours a week. Now, I happen to know tons of people in this category, but we do realize that most of our listeners won't fit in the, you know, true blue pro category. If, however, you sit a lot at your day job, if you have to work in front of a computer, then this information should be just as relevant to you. Obviously, most professional gamblers are both at risk for these kinds of issues, and also they don't have medical insurance, since it's not an official job that has benefits.
I have medical insurance, don't you?
I do not. No, I never have. Did you know, as an interesting bit of trivia for our listeners, did you know what job in American society was the very first that offered both a medical plan and life insurance?
Was it Ford Motor Company? Was it
Open Seas Piracy?
Oh, that was my next guess.
And I have a subheading in my book, actually entitled Yo Ho Ho and a Bottle of Rum, which is all about occupational hazards of VP. But tonight, we're actually lucky enough to have three doctors on. One's going to be talking about carpal tunnel, another eye strain, and another back-related issues. So I guess, do we have our first guest on the line there? Outstanding. Let's bring him on.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm going to read your bio here with you on the air.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to abbreviate it a bit because it's just too long. Okay. Dr. Nitin J. Engineer is a board-certified diplomat of the American Board of Surgery. He graduated cum laude from Vanderbilt University in 1996 and completed his doctorate of medicine at Vanderbilt University in 2000. Now, if I listed all of the stuff you've done since then, basically I'd get to the end of that and have to say thanks for joining us and moving on to our second guest. So I'm going to skip to your current specialties. Your surgical expertise and interests are minimally invasive hand surgery, including the Brown endoscopic carpal tunnel release, the Brown endoscopic trigger release, peripheral compression neuropathies, degenerative and rheumatoid arthritis, joint reconstruction, replacement, and traumatic hand injuries. Your extracurricular interests include playing the drums, inline skating, golf, photography, and travel. Though how you find time for any of that is beyond me. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. How do you find time for all that?
You know, you got to make the best of your weekends when you got time off. If all the patients are doing well, you do get to get out there and, you know, maybe beat on the drums a little bit. Or once the weather gets a little bit better, I will break out the skates. So,
well, that's great.
We can do.
We only have about 8 to 10 minutes for your interview, so I'm going to get right to it.
Sure.
I read somewhere that carpal tunnel syndrome was the leading cause of missed work in America. How serious an issue is it, and what percentage of the population does it affect?
I'm sure the day after Super Bowl is a more leading cause.
Oh.
Well, that's a great question. It is true that carpal tunnel syndrome is the leading cause of missed work in America, and it's definitely the most common nerve compression disorder of the upper extremity. Recent research has supported this fact, in fact stating that patients with carpal tunnel syndrome demonstrate about 3 times the amount of lost work as compared to other patients who have had other injuries on the job, such as fractures at the workplace. Earning losses have been documented in one study to be over the six-year period of anywhere from $200 million a year to $380 million. And as citizens of the United States, carpal tunnel surgery results in costs of more than $20 billion per year in workers' compensation. So
wow.
You can see that carpal tunnel surgery is a very serious issue. Although it's not life-threatening, it certainly affects the livelihoods and the ability of a good percentage of the population to make a living. It affects about 2 to 3% of the general population and more than 5% of the working population, with about 8 million people living with the condition currently. 8 million people. And just to give you an interesting fact, last year alone, 260,000 carpal tunnel operations were performed. Half of these, 47% of these operations, were considered to be work-related. So you can see it's very serious.
And, of course, the stats you're giving me there do not include professions such as the one that I was involved in, which was team gambling. In the 1 year that I was manager of the team, out of a team of 68 players, roughly, we lost 3 to carpal tunnel problems just in that 1 year.
Wow.
Of the 6 or 7 pros, professional gamblers that play video poker that I know, every single one of them, that's a 100% ratio, has had hand pain and the beginnings of carpal tunnel and had to wear wrist braces and things like that.
About wrist bracelets, magnets of some sort, do you recommend those as a satisfactory over-the-counter kind of remedy?
You know, sometimes you have to offer the patient something that makes them feel comfortable. There are certainly no research, peer-reviewed journal articles that have documented the benefit or the deficit of using such a bracelet. I certainly have talked to certain friends of mine who play golf a lot, and they swear by these bracelets. It certainly they feel better. They have less pain, you know, when they're actually out there golfing. But I can't really document any research or statistical data to confirm the use of these things. I certainly don't offer this to my patients. I stick to the conservative measures, such as splinting and ergonomic changes at the workplace, and then eventually operations. And these are kind of the traditional approaches to managing carpal tunnel syndrome.
Well, I can definitely say that they help demagnetize your slot cards.
they
really work well at that.
That's another occupational hazard in our business.
There you go.
Now, before you ask your question, Bob, I just thought to Dr. Engineer, my mother came in second in the country in the PGA Tour in golf.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm a golf lover. Maybe we'll talk another time. Okay, over to
Absolutely.
You, Bob.
Players who play 8 hours a day at video poker or on the computer or something like this, what should they be doing to prevent carpal tunnel?
Well, that's another excellent question. And generally, you know, prevention and non-surgical treatment go hand in hand, and that's the main thing that I should emphasize. The goals of this really involve taking measures to avoid repetitive use of the upper extremities in positions that can cause detrimental pressure on the median nerve. And carpal tunnel syndrome is generally a disorder of compression of the median nerve, which leads to numbness, tingling, weakness, pain, involving specifically the thumb, the index, middle, and ring fingers. So things that can be done in order to avoid poor posture certainly involve ergonomic changes to the seating locations, comfortable and properly fitted chairs. Desks should be at the appropriate height, allowing one to keep the elbows at about a 90-degree angle with the hand, wrist, and forearm in a completely straight line. Elbows should never be higher than the keyboard or lower than the keyboard. Monitors should be positioned at eye level. Ergonomic keyboards should be can be used, which are designed sometimes with keys at an angle, allowing you to put your hands at more of a comfortable position. There are keyboard pads that you can use to prevent you from resting your wrist directly on a hard surface. A computer mouse, if being used, should be kept close to the body, not out to the side, too high, too low. Brakes are essential and very important to avoid over-repetitive use on a computer. And then there's always,
Very good. How can people find you?
Well, we are located in Henderson, Nevada. We are at the Brown Hand Center at 2865 Siena Heights Drive, Suite 200. Our phone number there is 1-800-214-HAND, that's H-A-N-D, which also comes out to 1-800-214-4263. You can also obtain further information regarding the ailments we treat at www.brownhandcenter.com. That's BrownHandCenter.com.
And I put links for all that stuff on our website, so if people go to our archive show page, they'll be able to. You can find the links there.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you so much for appearing. And I know it was a short interview, and I know it was short notice to appear, so thanks again. We have to get on to our next guest. We're going to run out of time. But really appreciate your coming on tonight.
And likewise. Thanks for having me. We appreciate it, too.
All right. So we're going to get our second guest on the line here. That's affects a lot of people, huh, Bob?
Well, it does, and it's hard to get the casinos to say you got to move the height of the keyboard so I don't get carpal tunnel.
Yeah, that's what, you know, he was talking about all that stuff as it pertains to computers, which obviously there's certainly a similarity. But how do you get the casino to, you know, put in an ergonomic keyboard? And
what I actually do is I frequently will bring a higher chair. I'll get a chair from the blackjack pit, which is maybe 3 or 4 or 5 inches higher than the chair that they provide. And I'll drag it over to the machine, and it's a lot more comfortable.
Mm. Oh, there's one thing, too, just while we're waiting for our second guest to get on the phone here. It looks like he's on. Playing at bars. Have you ever experienced this where you lean your wrists, your arms on the bars, the edge of the bar? That is a big no-no. If anybody is out there listening, you do that for just a couple of hours, and you're looking at possible nerve damage. It's very, very dangerous.
But depending, if you're drinking enough at the bars, it probably won't bother you very much anymore.
While you're drinking, unfortunately, though. And you shouldn't be drinking while you're playing video poker. Not if you want to be gambling with an edge, which is the name
Correct.
Of our show. So let's get our second guest on the line there.
Good evening.
Hello, and this is Dr. Yeznik?
It is.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I was just about to read your info here. You're with the Low Vision Center, right? And LasVegasEyeDoctor.net. You're a board-certified optometrist with years of specialized training and over 14 years of experience in vision problems and ocular disorders. Thank you so much for appearing on the show with short notice.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna we're running out of time, so I'm gonna move right to our questions here. We know that some of the medical issues associated with sitting in front of a monitor have decreased since they phased out, you know, cathode ray tubes. How bad is it to sit for 8 hours or more in front of a monitor with the modern technology, either at your, you know, home in front of a computer or in front of a video poker screen in a casino?
Well, first off, just real briefly, the eye is really an amazing, amazing tool. It's got 2 million parts to it. It's the second most complex organ in the body next to your brain. And we all take it for granted. You know, you wake up, and there it is every morning, and you don't really understand fully how it all works, but we're sure glad it does.
Really?
Well, depending on who you had over the previous night.
That's true, too. But, you know, the whole way things are going, all the new technology is really geared towards screens and computers and video poker, which is really just a computer, let's face it.
Yep.
And cell phones, everything's getting smaller and smaller, and that puts greater demands on your visual system. Like anything else in life, you have to do it in moderation. You know, when you think about it, when you look at a screen for a long period of time, it really does wear and tear on those eye muscles that help you to focus on that screen.
When I used to be, you know, you haven't caught the show before. We just had Johnny's guest. I used to be in charge of a progressive team. And when you play high progressives, well, one of the problems with it is you just don't know how long you're going to be playing. I've had to pull 27-hour, 30-hour shifts. And when I've gotten up from the machine, you don't notice it while you're playing because you're engaged in what you're doing. But I've gotten up, and my vision has been so blurry, and my eyes tearing to the point where people thought I was crying. That can't be good for you, right?
Well, you were crying some of the time, though.
No. That's just when I talk to you, Bob. Mm. That's
yeah, if you're losing, then the crying is understandable. But other than that, no, you're correct. I mean, it's really tough to stare at a screen for long periods of time. And that's really a dead giveaway. When you look up from that screen, if things are blurry, you've overdone it. And what I tell my patients is, you know, after 30 minutes looking at the screen,
yes,
look away from the screen, across the room, out the window for 30 seconds.
Really? 30 seconds? That long?
Yeah.
Do you advise looking at cocktail waitresses?
That works. Absolutely.
That works.
If I usually want to do it for longer than 30 seconds.
I would think 20 seconds would be enough on some waitresses.
We have female listeners, you know,
Bob. I'm glad
Bob.
Shirley doesn't listen to the show. How, doctor, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, quite simply, phone number is real easy to remember. 702, of course, area code 966-2020, 966-2020. Or on your websites, it's lasvegaseyedoctor.net. And basically, when I help patients in cases like this, I just remove the strain. So that way they can function at their screens for longer periods of time without headaches and eye strain like you were reporting. And basically keep them focused for as long as they choose without any more strain, and that usually improves their game.
So just your biggest tip then to avoid problems is to just don't sit there continuously and stare at the screen. Get up, look around, focus your eyes on something further away, and then go back. And you need to do that for about 30 seconds every how often?
Every 30 minutes, look away from the screen for 30 seconds. You don't have to leave or get up. You just have to look away from that screen for 30 seconds.
And it's amazing how many people don't do that.
They've done a lot of research. They found people truly stare at their screens, and the human eye is just not designed to focus on a screen for, you know, any length of time like you're describing.
So if someone was developing problems, can you just tell us two really important things? What should they be looking for to detect possible problems, and what would be the treatment? And then we're going to have to go to our next guest.
No sweat. First and foremost, headaches are a big one. If you're getting headaches, usually in your forehead area, those are typically eye-related headaches. And then like you already described, when you look away from that screen into the distance after if it's fuzzy, that's a dead giveaway that you need a little bit of help. And that's where I come in. I just get you a pair of, I call them computer comfort lenses. Just takes the strain out. You don't need them all the time. It's just for your screen. And have your your people, call 966-2020. I'll be happy to help. It's a privilege to do what I do. And thanks
all right.
for having me on.
And I posted all your info for people to be able to contact you on my webpage. So if anyone is having eye strain issues, I mean, I think we can all agree eyesight is pretty darned important. So we don't want that to be.
It's everything until you've lost it.
Yeah.
I see those patients as well.
I have 25 vision, by the way, and I went to an optometrist once with terribly blurred vision, and she said I tested as 20/20, and I was scared to drive with 20/20. Just kind of funny note. All right, listen, we got to let you go. Have a good evening. Thanks so much for doing the show.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, should we get our third guest on real quick? Are you there, Pamela?
I am.
Dr. Fleming, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Mr. Frank, please.
So everyone should know, this is actually my doctor, and I've been seeing her for back problems. Doc, you're a respected member of the chiropractic and holistic healthcare community for over 20 years. You've also catered to thousands of patients in Nevada, and you're one of the few that maintains a focus on neuropathic endocrinology. Which,
exactly.
And as well as musculoskeletal rehabilitation. We're running a bit late here, so I'm going to get right to the questions for you, Dr. Fleming.
Please.
Obviously, sitting is a big component of playing video poker. Now, the last time I saw you, you mentioned to me that back problems are nearly non-existent in countries where people squat. Could you please explain to our listeners and talk about the voluntary daily abuse that we put our bodies through in our so-called civilized countries?
Oh, unfortunately, if you've never learned how to squat as a child, it's almost impossible to learn as an adult. But obviously, the ergonomics of having two very sturdy supports maintain the structure of the body does make some sense. Sitting looks like it's really easy and really comfortable. Unfortunately, it's probably one of the most compressive and abusive things we can do to the back. So it's not just the iron worker who runs into difficulty with their back and leg pain. It's also the accountant and the gambler as well. Anybody in a fixed position. So we recommend being proactive. If you are a professional gambler and you are in a seated position most of the time, change your position as much as you can within your work schedule. If you start to have difficulties with your back, you can always be proactive in using ice, those nice little pee packs. If you don't have a professional pack, you can always get one at the drugstore. And then if you really start to have pain that goes on more for 2 weeks, then you probably need to seek some sort of assistance.
Now, you had said when you sit, you put how much pressure on your...
Well, there were statistics a long time ago. Standing, you would exert approximately 7 millimeters of pressure, laying flat approximately 4, and when we sit, 80. So it's
80?
80. So it's the equivalent of just having everything in your spine, you know, mashed as close as possible. It's extremely compressive. In compressive situations is when the back gets into problems.
I have the opposite. I can't stand for more than 2 or 3 hours without being in considerable pain, but I can sit for a long, long time. I'm not sure why that is.
Well, I'm going to get you over there to Dr. Fleming's.
Well, that might be a good idea.
Different problems require different posture.
I'm sure. For video poker players, what can we do to prevent these problems?
Well, as several of your guests have pointed out already, the ergonomics of the setup is not particularly good. Again, change position as much as possible. Being on a proactive side, using ice is not particularly exciting. It's not very sexy, but it does work if applied correctly. So to calm down any kind of compression inflammation that takes place, and exercise, walk, change position, walk around.
Yeah, and not exercising is a big problem, I know, for professional gamblers. I think we're going to have to cut it short, aren't we, Bob?
Yes. How do we find you, Doctor?
6859 Southeastern Avenue, right across from Sunset Park. Dr. Pamela Fleming, 641-3008. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, and for our listeners out there, she's very pretty, too.
Oh, Frank, thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You, too. Have a lovely time, Dr. Fleming.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I actually have a new commercial sponsor. Dr. Fleming sent me to a place called Relax Your Back to get some stuff so that I would be able to use it at home. And I ended up getting a chair for my truck, like a seat support rest for my truck, a cushion to take with me into casinos, an ergonomic chair for my computer at home, and some armrests that I can lay on. And they've worked really well for me. Since I got this stuff, I have not had any pain. That's a month now.
Do you have a special ergonomic chair for when you pet your cat?
Actually, yes.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and roll their commercial. This is our new sponsor, Relax Your Back.
Relax the Back is the nation's largest provider of products and service for the prevention and relief of neck and back pain. We have specially trained back care consultants ready to fit you for the perfect Tempur-Pedic mattress, zero gravity recliner, massage chair, or ergonomic office chair. Many of our clients who sit for long periods of time playing poker can choose from a wide variety of lumbar and seating supports, as well as arm supports for those online players. Our goal is to provide serious solutions to our customers seeking relief and prevention of back and neck pain. We offer our customers posture and back support products and self-care solutions because we are the most innovative, medically driven nationwide back care retailer. We are located at 8975 West Charleston Boulevard in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Give us a call at 641-BACK. Relax the back, because life's too short to spend it in pain.
And we're back with Bob and Frank and Gambling with an Edge. Bob, you had your additional announcements you wanted to make?
Well, yeah, a couple different announcements. One is who we're going to have next week. Next week, we're going to have two authors who both have written memoirs relating to sports betting. Michael Koenig wrote Smart Money, and I reviewed that book in this week's Tuesday column that you can find on bobdancer.com. And also Beth Raymer, who wrote Lay the Favorite. And I reviewed that last November, and if you look there, you'll see that they're both memoirs. They both got in there to do it. Anybody who's at all interested in betting the sports books, there's all kinds of good information in these books. And they're memoirs, but they're written more or less like novels.
And you said Beth was a dancer?
She was not a dancer, however, prior to becoming in the gambling world, she worked as an in-home stripper. So you can ask her about that if you must. But she is definitely not the girl next door.
Definitely not, apparently. We were going to talk, we would hope to talk a little bit about the team training techniques, the difference between your experience with training and mine. Do we have time for that?
We do, but we got a couple other things first.
All right.
One is we have two more sponsors that we need to go with. One is the Silverton. The Silverton, this month, they're having a Luck Be a Lady promotion. On this promotion, every time it's 500 points per day, $500 coin in, you get a scratcher card to match what they have posted on the board. And depending on what you match up with, you can get. This last Monday, they posted the King of Diamonds, the Queen of Diamonds, the Jack of Diamonds, and the Ten of Diamonds. Anybody who got the Ace of Diamonds got $10,000.
Woo!
I assume there was one of them in the barrel, and none of them got picked. There were Nine of Diamonds would have gotten you $500. For a straight flush. I'm not sure how many there were. There were possibilities for a straight, possibilities for a flush. I ended up with the Three of Clubs and got $3. 2 weeks ago, it was an ace 3-6-7 offsuit. So if I paired up one of those, I would get $5. If I didn't pair up anything, I would get $3. And there was a line, so I just kind of walked away. It wasn't worth it. But sometimes it is. On Tuesday, they had 4 to a straight, which is worthwhile. Even without this particular promotion, for me, their Monday promotion adds 0.5% to a game that's already even with the Mailers, and that would be sufficient to keep me playing there. Our fourth sponsor is the Palms. Palms, one of the interesting promotions they have this month is on Sundays at 3 of their eating establishments, their half price. Mm-hmm. If you're using your points, which would be they have a champagne brunch in the buffet and the Gardunios and at Simon, which is the Palms place, which is right next door. So that's
that's the one with the fresh herb garden. They grow all their stuff in-house.
Yeah, so Frank is the gourmet, so he's the one to talk about these things. I don't For the most part, food isn't high on my list. But one of the things I want to talk about on the Palms, though, is they've been running ads saying they are 36-something percent looser than the Strip, and their machines are 28% looser than downtown and 28% looser than Clark County. And the numbers they give are like 3 decimal points. So my question is, what does this mean to the player? So keep in mind, these are averages we're talking about, including video poker, real slots, video keno, video slots, and all those other things. So part of it is the casinos with lots of penny slots are going to have a higher hold than the ones without, because penny slots generally are 10 to 12% household. And the Palms has relatively few of those. The casinos with a lot of video poker are going to have a better percentage insofar as a player, simply because video poker doesn't hold as much as slot. Palms has lots of video poker. Overall, a casino with a small hold is better for the player community than a casino with a high hold. However, video poker players know that averages aren't meaningful. So the percentage of penny slot machines at the Palms, to me, is useless information because I never play penny slots.
Sounds great on a marketing campaign, though.
Well, yeah, but what is important is, do they have machines in denominations that I'm interested in playing that give me an advantage and make it so that I want to play there? And the answer to that is yes, they do. And so the reason I play at the Palms is because the games there are good for me. Not because of this loose slot campaign. It is because I can have an edge playing the games that I want to play.
Lately, when I go there, I haven't had much time to play. So if I want to get in, you know, some points to keep my monthly mailer going, I've been playing the 5-play NSUD dollar or $2 token. Is that probably the best one I should be playing? You know, I didn't ask you, so.
Well, it depends. It's an okay game, but Those particular machines are excluded from the promotions.
Yeah, I haven't been playing the promotions. So.
They do have promotions on Monday, Wednesday, Friday where you can earn Visa cards that are worth more than 0.5%. So even the jacks are better, 1/4 10 play or 1/4 5 play or up to $2 single play are much better percentage play than what you have. If you play the NSU strictly, you get essentially no mailers. So they do have some good games, and an NSU with their slot clubs is 99.98. So it's essentially an even game, but that's all you get. You don't get mailers, and you don't get promotions. Some of the slightly tighter games are a better deal if you include the promotions and the mailers with them.
I guess I should have called you first before I played there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, they're sending us Andrew Dice Clay for a quick interview.
That would be interesting.
Yes. He's a funny guy.
He's an interesting guy. He's not at a loss for words. I'm actually looking forward to that with a lot of interest and a little bit of trepidation. It would be like unplugging Howard Stern and saying, "You can say whatever you want, Howard."
You know, I just realized we haven't done our giveaways this week.
All right.
Do you want to do giveaways, or should we just give away twice as much next week since we're running short?
Why don't we give away both of my novels? My novels are Sex, Lies, and Video Poker, and more Sex, Lies, and Video Poker. There seems to be a theme there.
All right. Our call-in numbers, if you'd like to win copies of Bob's books, is area code 702 if you're local, 731-1230. That's 731-1230. The phone lines are going to be open now, yes? And if you're out of town, the number is 1-866-820-5528. We usually do these giveaways earlier, so I'm not sure if people are by their phones. But a local call would be 731-1230. We have a caller? All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with Frank and Bob. You have won both of Bob's books. Bob, tell her what she's won.
Are you interested in video poker sex novels?
Of course.
Ah, good.
Who isn't?
Oh, good. You're my kind of girl. All right. What's your first name?
Lori.
Lori?
All right. We're going to have our engineer here take all your information down, and we'll get that off to you next week. Thank you so much for calling in and listen. We got a funny close for Don't Miss the End of the Show.
Okay. I won't. Thank you. much.
All right, thank you. We have a second caller? Hello, you're on the air with Bob and Frank.
Hi. Hello.
And you have won Bob's books. Bob, say hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
First name is Jim.
Hey, Jim. Sounds like I know you.
Actually, I don't think so. I've read your books.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you did. Have you read the novels?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Well, When You Made the Million Dollars, that one.
Well, good. That was my autobiography, Million Dollar Video Poker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the two novels were a lot about video poker. They're light reading. They do tend to get juicy. Hope your wife lets you read them.
I'll enjoy it.
All right, so hang on, and our producer will get your information, and we'll get them off to you. Thank you very much for
all
listening.
All right, we're going to take one more caller. Do we have one more on the line? Okay, and you're on the air with Bob and Frank.
Hiya.
Hi, who are we talking to? First name?
Bob.
Well, that's my name's Bob. You got to have another one. What's your name?
Okay, Bob Joseph.
Uh-huh. Okay, Bobby Joe. Good. Thank you for calling. Hope you like the novels.
I love them.
And our producers will be getting your information.
Yep, he's going to transfer you over there. And I just want to say something. I was giving away my books last week, and we had a little bit of problems with the phone line. I actually ended up getting two more callers after we closed off on the air and gave away my stuff. But I didn't get as many call-ins as you did, Bob. My book is bigger than yours, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's because right. of his name.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bobby. And
okay,
thank
you.
We'll get this off to you.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for our call-ins tonight.
I want to talk about the classes for this week's at the South Point. It will be both double bonus and double-double bonus. These will be at the games that return about 99%. So this is tighter than I've ever taught before. But the reason we're doing it, first of all, is people play these games. And so if they're going to play them anyway, you might as well know how to do it. Secondly, later in the semester, we're going to be teaching other games where you need to know these things. Like when we talk double-double bonus quick quads, you kind of need to know double-double bonus beforehand. Double-double bonus is the most popular game in the country, and even if you play the 10-6 version at other casinos, the strategy is virtually identical and at the level. So they're both going to be taught at the beginner level, and that's what we're going to have this next Tuesday at the South Point.
Outstanding. Now, it looks like we're running out of time, so we're just going to give you a little teaser of what we're going to be talking about. My experience with training players was radically different from Bob's.
Mm-hmm.
You've taught about 50,000 people, is that right, Bob?
Probably double that. I don't have an accurate number.
I've only taught about 600. However, I paid these people. They were employees. We hired them. And they actually had to pass a serious battery of tests, or we let them go and fired them. We had about an 80% pass-fail rate, with 80% failing and 20% passing. Now, we had some pretty unusual training techniques, which I don't believe are anything that's employed, you know, by folks such as yourself. So in the coming weeks, I would like to talk about those as they apply to regular players.
I would be glad to hear about it. My classes are open to all comers, and there's no pass-fail. And players today don't memorize strategies for the most part. I'm sure Frank's players insisted that they memorize strategy.
Oh, yeah.
And the level of strategy which he used was somewhat more. They were equivalent to what I do, but not the same. They were more than my level 3 strategies, not quite as high as the level 4 strategies.
We will discuss this in future things and also error types, depending on what kind of errors you're making, and all sorts of really, really good tips for you. Are we just about? All righty. So anything you just want to say before the end?
Well, I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. I really did miss you.
Oh, good. All righty. So we'll see you next week.
See you folks next week.
Thanks a lot.
Gambling with an edge can be used as an analgesic, antipejorative, and universal antiagopic. It cures boredom, ignorance, uncomfortable swelling, nether sweats, lurgy, and things ending in JV or Q. During clinical trials, everyone taking gambling with an edge did considerably better than the control group, which was given arsenic as a placebo. It is only for external application. In the event of accidental swallowing, do not induce vomiting and see a psychologist at your earliest convenience. If taken in massive doses, side effects may include dizziness, nausea, logical thought, increased bankroll, anal leakage, and mild cases of death. Warning, the Surgeon General is an idiot. For an archived version of tonight's show, you can visit ProgressiveVP.com and BobDancer.com. The sponsors for the show are the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as Donnie's and the website VideoPoker.com. Thanks for listening, and join us next Thursday night at 7 for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity.
I'm Mark.
Listen up.
And I'm Jessica.
Word up.
And we're the Jerks.
Keep it real.
We've got the Jerk Show every Tuesday through Saturday right here on KLAV AM 1230.
Westside.
Listen every day and your life will be enriched.
With 10 gigawatts of radio waves that won't behave.
Or you'll go insane.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Yeah, that too. Midnight to 3 on the Talk of Las Vegas.
I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help.
Help is what we're here for. I'm Frank Napoli. Join us on the Frank Napoli Real Estate Hotline with real estate, law, and mortgage information. Be current on what's happening in real estate today. Learn how to protect yourself in the current market. Call in with questions. We have the answers, Monday through Friday, 11 to 12. Be there.
This Saturday morning at 8, join us for the Sportsbook Show, hosted by Big Mo and Moneyline Mac. These guys are winners.
Hey, Jamie, JT, oh, it's about time to get back hot again, man. You know I'm fresh out this thing. Let go.
You know you're looking at a winner, winner, you know,
so
winner.
Up there and so out there. You're so not here. Hey, hey. You see,
the Sportsbook Show, Saturday morning at 8.
Hey, Las Vegas. It's Brandon with Preventive Pest Control. Check out our new show, What's Bugging Ya? We'll cover topics from all your bug problems and pests.
Brandon, get off the mic. Mike, get him out of here.
I got him.
Folks, what he's trying to say is tune in right here, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. to learn everything you need to know from the professionals about the bugs. We'll see you then, guys.
A learning disability means you're finished, right? Wrong. Introducing the Never Give Up Show, brought to you by the Never Give Up Foundation, hosted by Matthew Copps. The Never Give Up Show is about letting go of your fears and breaking the shackles and stigma associated with learning disability. And life coach Matt ought to know, he himself was diagnosed with a learning disability. Now he's a motivational speaker with an advanced degree. This is powerful radio. The Never Give Up Show, Tuesday afternoon at 4.
This is Rodeo Randy, host of the Rodeo Randy Show. I'll keep you in the know with all the happenings in the exciting sport of rodeo locally and around the country, along with news about the Little Britches, high school, and college rodeos. The Rodeo Randy Show will air every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time here on KLAV Radio and is streamed live worldwide on KLAV1230AM.com. So for all the rodeo action, catch the Rodeo Randy Show, where cowboys go to listen.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you would like quality diamonds at exceptional prices, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like sparkling 2-carat Marquise cuts for only $49, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like the personal service you've come to expect from Tom Tutman himself, then do not come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine, because Tom Tutman passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around to care for his family. And the sad part is, it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Tom didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.
Views and opinions.